We continue with the news. A replica World War II bomb is to return to the street where it fell 84 years ago. Norwich Market stallholders have victory in their fight to have yobs removed, and a smash hit musical is back due to huge demand. A replica Second World War bomb will return to the city street where it fell unexploded more than 80 years ago. During one nighttime raid in 1940, an SC-250 bomb was dropped by a Junkers U-88 bomber and hurtled toward St. Stephen's Church in Theatre Street. Luckily, when the 250-kilogram explosive struck the pavement along the northern churchyard wall, it did not go off. Men from the bomb disposal squad arrived and began to dig, spending 4 days excavating the devastating weapon. And 84 years later, the story is being remembered by a group of local artists. As part of the Roots Network's Connections exhibition, Richard Clellan has created a life-size replica of the bomb, which is on display in St. Stephen's Church. He said its message is to reinforce the process of reconciliation and forgiveness that is still underway after more than 80 years.
An illegal immigrant was found operating a major cannabis farm in a terraced house just 2 days after arriving in Norwich. The early morning raid discovered the property had been converted into a major cannabis growing operation with dozens of mature plants. The Albanian national was arrested as he tried to escape through a back door. There were 67 fully grown cannabis plants capable of producing crops that would each be worth a street value of £6,500. The court was told that 42-year-old Claudian Markey had been living at the property, but that he had been renting in another name. Recorder Simon Taylor said it had been a sophisticated operation with all the equipment necessary to produce large quantities of cannabis. Jailing him for 8 months, he told Mackey, "Your role was limited, and I accept you had little knowledge of the extent of the wider operation. Your vulnerability was to some extent exploited, and that is a mitigating factor I take into account."
After a week of yelling, swearing and drinking, the yobs plaguing Norwich Market have gone. Stallholders are breathing a sigh of relief as the tents some of the group pitched in the memorial gardens have been removed. The camp was a magnet for antisocial behaviour, with upwards of 30 people gathering there during the day and causing a nuisance. Stallholders say the group left 1 week after they first pitched up. The group was reported to Norfolk Police and Norwich City Council as the antisocial behaviour escalated, with more people turning up each day. Following the reports, Norfolk Police increased patrols in the area and issued a dispersal order which covered the whole of the city centre for 48 hours. This gave the police officers powers to issue direction to leave notices to anyone acting in an antisocial manner if they have or are likely to contribute to the harassment, alarm or distress of members of the public.
Motorists making the journey home earlier this week were unaware they were under the watchful eye of the law. Police confirmed it held a proactive fatal four enforcement check carried out by the roads and armed policing team. The check happened during rush hour on the outskirts of the city centre, along Brackendale, down to the junction with King Street and near County Hall. The fatal four offences are drink or drug driving, using a mobile phone, speeding and not wearing a seatbelt. In July, Norfolk police ran a month-long campaign that targeted drivers committing the fatal four offences, from which there were 119 arrests and 6,268 speeding offences recorded.
A smash hit Broadway musical is returning to Norwich following overwhelming demand. Multi-award-winning show The Book of Mormon will be coming to the Norwich Theatre Royal next summer from August 19th until August the 30th. The musical comedy began on Broadway in 2011, and the book, music and lyrics were written by Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park fame, and Robert Lopez, who co-created Avenue Q and wrote songs for Disney's Frozen and Coco. The Book of Mormon follows two Mormon boys as they attempt to preach the faith of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to the inhabitants of a remote Ugandan village. The musical is known for its risque and often jaw-dropping satire, but is ultimately about the importance of accepting others.
Our second feature comes from the regular Nostalgia article written by Derek James, who takes a delightful trip along Railway Memory Lane. And your reader is Ian Robertson.